Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number. It's the Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's a great day in the radio industry. And it's a great day at Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's the Sully Show. We're broadcasting live today from Avalon, here in the Democratic People's Republic of Alpharetta, at the corner of Georgia 400 and Old Milton Parkway. If you're heading north on 400, you get to Avalon by taking a left turn onto Old Milton Parkway, and then you head down and you turn right onto 2nd Street, and then you're going to be here at Avalon, which is a really cool outdoor live, work, and play shopping environment here. There are many stores open. There are still a few big ones to open in the early part of next year. It is a phenomenal place, lots of excitement, and really interesting to hear the young Will Kramer on Peach Funded on Radio talk about how passionate he was about potentially living in a place like this if the subway or rail system of some flavor were to give him access to other parts of the city. Hopefully that is in the cards for us here. But regardless of how you get to Avalon, it's a really good experience up here. And we are happy that Rick Limpert, our weekly technology segment with him, is going to happen right now. And you are here in the flesh. It is great to be in your presence. Rick, how are you,
I'm
sir?
I'm looking right across the desk. So.
I know. This is cool, man.
This is my part of town.
That's right. This is your hood. Now, you're a Roswell guy, right?
Yeah. I'm only about 5-6 miles from here, so this is convenient for me. Come back more often.
You bill yourself as the number one sports and technology writer in the United States. Is that something that has been attached to you by somebody else, or have you conceived this label?
No, this was a label or given to me. I am not just going running around saying that to people. This was a quantitative research that was done, and they rank people in different fields, and in that particular niche or segment, I was ranked the number one sports technology writer in the country.
Well, I mean, that would be my opinion, and that's where I would rank.
You know any other sports technology writers, so.
No, actually, I probably do know a couple of other people that cover sports and technology, but not in the way that you do, Rick Limpert. Rick's Twitter handle, by the way, is Rick Roswell. If you'd like to learn more about Rick and some of his other work, please check out his website, too. It's ricklimpert.info, and you always know that you're around Rick Limpert when you see the guy wearing cargo shorts, big enough to carry the 4 or 5 different phones that he has with him, and he has them all laid out on the table, almost like a hand of digital poker, if you will, all laid out here on the table under the tent here, outside in front of a crew food and wine bar here at Avalon. What's the reason, again, for all the phones? You're sampling a lot of them, right?
Yeah, these are, well, one is my normal, regular phone, so I have to have one of those, and then I'm testing other phones out as well. I have each carrier a phone, and then these are two new Android phones, the Moto X with the little wood backing on it. You can customize it. You can get leather backing on it.
Right.
It's a pretty cool phone. They came out with the first Moto X last year, and now that's the this year's version of it. So just a slick, pretty slick Android phone.
It's very smooth on the back. I'd be worried, Rick, about dropping it, especially maybe after I washed my hands and then put some hand sanitizer on it in the men's room. I worried like I'd grab this phone and the next thing you know it would be on the floor.
I agree. That is a little slick.
You need to get a case for it.
You get a case for it, but then you lose. You want a case for it where you're still showing the wood backing on it. That's kind of the little feature of it. And then the new Galaxy S5 that came out, that was the phone that was on sale for Black Friday. The Galaxy line is very popular, and that's the S5, the fifth version of it that's come out. So
now you're a pretty big fan of the Samsung products that have been out these last number of years. They've kind of stepped their game up recently, right?
Yeah, I mean, they stepped their game up probably a year and a half ago to the point where Apple was almost trying to catch up with them. So they've really stepped their game. Samsung's making a great product. The problem is they make so many products, it confuses people which maybe phone they want. So it's a choice you have to make.
Now, for the work that you do, you cover technology and obviously review a lot of products. How do you dissect a device like this in a limited period of time? How do you really get into the nuts and bolts of it and are able to give an accurate snapshot of what it would be like to own the phone for a person?
Well, you cheat a little bit. You if you get a press release or you get a bunch of information from the company, or some companies will send a thumb drive with all the information on it. So you kind of compare that to other models, see what's better, what's maybe not better. But then I test the cameras, I test the processor. There's certain things I test on it too, which are really important to people when they're looking at a phone.
And so what is your, show us your phone. What's the Rick Lindbergh phone?
This is my favorite phone of the year.
Okay.
So far. This is the HTC One M8. This is the current version of the HTC One, which is it's a geek phone. You can customize it many different ways. There's all sorts of different widgets. So for a geek, this is like heaven on earth. This phone, and it has the Harman Kardon speakers in it as well. So the sound, when you put earbuds in it, it is the best sound you'll get on any smartphone out there.
Incredible. And what's the security software like on that? Is that a pretty secure and encrypted phone? I know a lot of people are worried about that with the shopping and the NSA and everything.
I don't have anything on here that you probably don't have on your phone. Now, there are secure phones. I have a secure phone at home and a black phone from a company that was testing secure phones for the government, and you had to use your thumbprint and all sorts of things just to get into the phone. I was testing. I don't carry that around because it's ridiculous to carry that around.
That feature, though, the thumbprint thing, is that really practical? It's available on the iPhone 5, which is what I have.
It is. This one was a little more involved, and there's also a possibility coming out where they're going to scan your retina to get into the phone. So they're always working on things.
It's like a Terminator movie all over again here, you know, revived. Anyway, we're chatting with Rick Lippard. We're here at Avalon. We'll step aside and take a break here on 640 WGNT. We'll keep talking with Rick about a couple of different products that he has reviewed recently. Keep the conversation going here on 640 WGST. Still to come, too, at 1:45, Kristen Miller will join us. Run. Before we get back to our technology segment with Rick Lindbergh, just want to let you know that there is a rally taking place tomorrow at the Food Depot parking lot on South Marietta Parkway. It is a march to downtown Marietta and the Cobb Superior Courthouse. Russell Robertson and Cobb resident and head of Occupy the Hood Atlanta is encouraging everybody to come out. And remember, Mike Brown, Eric Garner, and the countless others executed wrongfully around the country. Look, they just send press releases to me, and I don't discriminate. I just pass the information along and let you know what's going on. Rich Pellegrino, Cobb Citizens for Governmental Transparency, forwarded that to me today, and I did contact him, told him that I would be mentioning this, and actually we're going to be planning on speaking with him. This is, we're not just one-sided here. We try and give you both sides of the story, let folks know what's going on, and we're going to be talking with Rich Pellegrino next week about some of what's happening around the country as it relates to these protests that are going on and the immigration executive order by the president happening just a number of weeks ago. Meanwhile, we're here at Avalon at the Old Milton Parkway and Georgia 400 for our weekly segment with Rick Lindbergh, who covers sports and technology on a national level, writes a daily column for examiner.com. You can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And the subject of this week's particular segment is gadgets for the home, Rick, correct?
Yeah, or holiday gift ideas for people that want to add some technology to their home. It's a pretty hot area right now.
Excellent. So leading off here, we have this newer tech blue green LED desk lamp. This better change the oil in my car here.
it's a lot of words, but I didn't bring it with me because this desk lamp actually does sit on my desk, and it's an eco-friendly desk lamp. It doesn't use much power, and the light that it projects out is very similar to natural sunlight, so it gives a real nice glow, and it's just a really cool, flexible desk lamp. It also doesn't get hot, so a lot of times with a desk lamp, you want to move it, and you're worried about touching it because the top of it gets where the light is, gets really warm. This one doesn't at all, so it's a safe and eco-friendly desk lamp.
Next thing is a pretty interesting little thing. It's something that all people are always thinking about, how to make the signals better inside of the walls of their own homes and offices. This D-Link AC 1900 Wi-Fi router, this is a good little upgrade here for a lot of people.
It really is. And if you notice the Wi-Fi in your home starting to get a little slower or starting to bog down a little bit, you need to get a better router. This is probably the best router I've tried for your home or for a small business, the D-Link router, the AC 1900.